from KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is retired Oakland librarian and author, Dorothy Lazard. Hey, Dorothy.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
Good, I am good. Dorothy's memoir is What You Don't Know Will Make a Whole New World. It's a coming-of-age story about her childhood in St. Louis and the Bay Area during the 60s and 70s. And mark your calendars because Dorothy and I will be in conversation at Books, Inc. in Alameda on Thursday, January 30th. So we hope to see you there. But right now, we're going to hear Dorothy's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is Laura Kampf on YouTube. Laura creates videos about making art and furniture from trash. She turned a keg into a bike sidecar and made an outdoor shower from a water tank. Wow. Laura also has home improvement videos like fixing old doors and redesigning floor tiles. Dorothy, I don't even know why I need to ask, why do you like Laura's videos? Because that sounds super cool.
I aspire to be a handier person. And I ran into her videos, and she had bought this 100-year-old house that was falling apart. It was more than 100 years old. And a few years ago, she bought this house, and she, piece by piece, room by room, put it together largely on her own, tearing out floors, tearing out walls. And to me, rebuilding something that already exists instead of tearing it completely down and replacing it with something less beautiful is a wonderful, wonderful thing that we can do. And it's something I aspire to do with my very old house. Well, not to the level she did it. But also, collectively, those videos to me were kind of like not only her ingenuity and her craftsmanship that I admire, but I really admire the fact that she created this community of like-minded people who wanted to do something that was eco-friendly and sustainable and restorative to that property. So that's why it was one of my favorite videos. I want to say I was watching them fairly regularly 2 years ago, and I was just kind of astounded by her creativity and her ingenuity.
That's Laura Kampf on YouTube. Your next pick is the Bay Farm Island Loop Trail in Alameda. The trail is about 6 miles and it's a popular spot for nature walks, bike riding, fishing, and bird watching. There are a few points that have great views of the bay. I definitely like this trail. Dorothy, maybe there's some things you know that I don't. So tell us more about the trail.
My husband introduced me to this trail, which he discovered and started walking. And it has this wonderful flat loop trail that we bike along. And I love anything that gives me a new perspective on something I think I've already seen 1,000 times. And being on Bay Farm Island, looking out at the bay, looking over and seeing Alameda and the gorgeous San Francisco skyline and also the shoreline of the peninsula, it's just a really refreshing way to view the bay and what happens during high tide and low tide.
Yeah. That's the Bay Farm Island Loop Trail in Alameda. And your final pick is Soy for Bangkok Eatery in Oakland. The term soy is Thai for alleyways, and alleys are popular spots in Bangkok for people to eat, shop, and have fun. They're a major part of the heart and life of the city. Soy for Bangkok Eatery serves dishes like honey roasted duck breast. Oh, I love duck. Lemongrass chicken and chili eggplant. Dorothy, what are some of your favorite things to eat there?
Absolutely. My favorite things to eat at Soy for are the crab fried rice, the pork shoulder with kombucha squash, the grilled eggplant salad with prawns and chicken.
Ooh.
The turnip cakes.
Ooh.
It's been a mainstay for me and one of my favorite restaurants for over 25 years. The vibe there is really nice. Service really friendly. They have great cocktails. I love it.
All right, so I will have to check that out, and Dorothy will be treating. The Soy for Bangkok Eatery in Oakland. I've been speaking with retired Oakland librarian and author Dorothy Lazard. Her memoir, What You Don't Know Will Make a Whole New World, is available now. And don't forget to join me and Dorothy for our conversation about her memoir and the joys of reading at Books, Inc. in Alameda on January 30th at 7 p.m., so mark your calendars. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.